This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
BJ and Jamie. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Big old weekend coming up. It's Memorial Day weekend. Weather's going to be good. Maybe some showers over the weekend, but not too bad at all. A beautiful Memorial Day weekend on the way. A lot of people getting ready to travel, do different things, go camping, whatever. But it's going to be big all weekend.
And we're going to have Rick Crandall on later this morning talking about the Freedom Memorial, too.
By golly, you were right.
What?
The guy that did our traffic this morning, Johnny A-hole. Let me play it for you. Can I play this for you?
Yeah.
I isolated this because I heard it too, but I thought, well, I didn't hear it the way Jamie heard it, but maybe, I don't know. So I went back and listened.
You got 70 westbound with a little slow and go because of the road work that has two of the left lanes closed. That should be wrapping up here pretty soon. Eastbound 70, wide open all the way into downtown Denver. I'm Johnny A-hole with Denver traffic.
See? I mean, I can't say the actual word.
I'm Johnny A-hole.
He's Johnny A-hole.
With traffic. Man, what a brave name to use. I mean, I got to hand it to this guy. We should keep him forever.
He's memorable.
Hey, that look at that back up there, Johnny A-hole.
Yep.
Woo!
I told you. You guys
were lying.
I know.
Very upset with our former coach for the Nuggets. He's a traitor. There's no wonder why this guy was fired. And when you hear this audio, you'll see why. Let me explain, okay?
Okay.
For 2025, when he was coaching the Nuggets, he has preached that the Jokic, he deserves the MVP again, right?
Yep.
Well, last night he goes on TV, now that he's got his new gig, and he names somebody else.
He totally did that on purpose, though.
Yes, he did.
He did it on purpose so people like you and I would talk about him and everybody in Denver. It was a dig. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It was intentional, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course it was.
Schmuck. I'm glad he's fired. I hope he's listening right now. Here he is talking about some other player.
And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He showed why he's the MVP.
Listen to him. This guy preached the Joker for months.
I was like, he just totally did that on purpose. And it worked. I mean, we're talking about him, right?
Yep, throwing shade.
Yeah. I would do it, too. I would be like, if you and I parted ways or whatever, and I'd be like, oh, that Dom is the most amazing personality on the planet.
Yeah, you'd be disgruntled.
Wait a minute. So if you left here, and me and Carson and Spadil stayed back behind, and you're gone, you'd be promoting somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you spunk you.
You would do it, too.
Yeah, I think we all
would. You'd be like, Denise Plant is the most amazing person on the planet.
She is amazing.
Yeah, we like her.
I don't know if I would.
Yeah, you would.
I don't know.
If you were like jilted. Of course you
fired.
Would. Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't be nice.
It's just human nature.
I mean, of course he did.
All right. I'll give Michael Malone a pass, I guess.
Now, did he say that the Nuggets were the best fans, or did he say that?
He called OKC the best fans.
I thought he did that, too. Yeah.
He said they just won Game 7 in front of the best fans in the NBA.
I thought he said that, and I was like, whoa, we are going there, okay?
Is that a schmuck or what?
No, I get it.
Yes, it is.
No, listen.
You don't have to diss the fans. They pay you good money to see these teams.
I know, but he's mad.
It's still fresh.
Yeah, it is very fresh. Yeah. He's mad. I mean, and I don't blame him. I mean, he had a pretty good record.
He'll never be back here again.
No, he won't.
No, he's done. If I have anything to say about it, I'll call Kroenke.
Call Kroenke.
I'm going to call Kroenke. Get him banned from the state. He should have to move.
Really?
Yeah, his family lives here, but pack him up and get the hell out of here, pal. Go to Oklahoma City, where they have great fans.
If you like it so much, why don't you marry it?
Yeah. There's a high school football scam out there. People are getting emails or texts wanting people to donate to these high school football teams, and money doesn't go there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Big old scam.
And we have verified this is an absolute scam.
Scammers out of Texas, targeting those wanting to support their local high school football teams. It happened to one business owner in Severance, who doesn't want to appear on camera after being taken for $1,000.
I was surprised. It's just not something that I would have felt would be a scam.
Severance Police Chief Ken Chavez tells Fox 31 the scammer pretends to represent a sports company, collecting money to buy equipment for the football team and the cheerleading squad.
The victim says, sure, I'd love to contribute. That's a great, worthwhile cause. And they write the check or they send the money and it's gone.
The school isn't mentioned when it's time to pay up.
It came from a third-party marketing company, quote-unquote, versus from somebody at Severance High School.
These scammers, man. They're good.
I mean, against high schools? Yeah. My God.
If I got a phone call, because do you get those with the sheriff's department?
No.
Are those legit?
No. Come on.
No.
If they call up and say, hey, can you donate to the sheriff's department?
Yeah, do
I
that.
I like sheriffs.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, because all they want is crypto over there.
Yeah.
And gift cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, now they're using high school football students and cheerleaders.
Well, I mean, I will say this. Those stupid coupon books that they used to sell didn't get me anything. Remember the coupon books?
Oh, we used to hawk those all the time. But I will say, because I got a free one, obviously, for hawking it, but I used a lot. There
you
was a
did?
Lot of like fast food deals that you could get in there,
like
tires.
Hoops. It was like hoops. I mean, you couldn't even, it's like, what? Buy one golf, get the other one free at 5 p.m.
I've never used them, ever used them.
Me either, because they were dumb.
I think 90% of the people that get them don't use them,
I
at
agree.
Least.
Well, Carson did, apparently. I
mean, he's at 10%.
Hey, I just got all the deals around town. I was in high school. I had nothing better to do.
Oh,
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's a Thursday. Going to be a nice day today. 70 for a high.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. The BJ and Jamie Morty Show.
Somebody just wrote, that song gives me anxiety.
I don't like that song.
I know you don't. I just do the dance the whole time.
Yeah. Is that the...
That was the Will Smith dance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Remember, he like kind of made this song like huge, really.
No kidding?
Yeah, because he was dancing with the girl that was that sang it.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea, but I don't really care for the song. I will say that. 39 million people going to hit the road today. Well, today and tomorrow to travel for Memorial Day weekend. And then you got another 4 to 6 million people that are going to fly at the airports. Don't know what to expect out there. I did see a shot just a few minutes ago. It looks pretty busy.
Oh,
real
does
busy.
It? Yeah.
But
no,
really
we didn't
busy.
Even ask you, what are you doing? What are your big plans this weekend?
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually really excited to do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Fired up for it, are you?
Yeah. I am.
You sound it.
Yeah. I just feel like with all the paintball and all that stuff, I just haven't had like an actual weekend to just chill out. So
yep.
I'm very excited
you
for that.
You need to chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, by the way, remember that laundry service I've been paying for?
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
Why?
You're loving it, huh?
Oh, my God. Because I was just thinking about having, you know, stuff to do like laundry and stuff. It was so nice. It just showed up. It was all folded. It was all perfect. And then anything that needs to be on hangers, they just laid it over the railing or whatever. It was all on hangers and folded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you. It's
now,
like
what did the bill turn out to be?
I have no idea. I didn't look.
Oh, because you said they went by poundage.
Yeah, it's like $1.60 a pound or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how great is that? Right before a trip, it all shows up and it's just ready to go in your luggage, perfectly folded.
It's perfect.
Oh, my God. Perfect. So
well
happy.
Worth it, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I could use it.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Because I spent all day last Saturday or Sunday, I think it was, doing laundry. All day.
I recommend this. What is that? Oh, because you... I was wondering why Carson is shaking his head, but I forgot Brie is horrible with laundry.
Oh, yeah.
And they have fights about laundry all the time because she just leaves, like, clothes everywhere. She just takes off her clothes and, like, leaves them. And, you know, he has that OCD problem and the ADHD, RBCD, EFG. And, and so they get huge fights about it.
Well, she just takes... She takes her clothes out of the laundry, right, and just puts them on the shelf in the laundry room in a big clump.
Right, and uses them when she needs them.
Yeah, she gets dressed in the laundry room.
What's wrong with that?
What's right about that?
I do it all the time. It's the clothes are clean, it's less effort.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but here, then she gets confused because, number one, she can't find anything when she really needs it and she's looking for it, so she's tearing through everything. So clothes are all over the place. And then she just... She drops laundry and she's like, I don't know if this is clean or not. I guess I'll just do it all again. So she rewashes clean clothes, I'm sure of it, and then does this. It's a vicious cycle.
No, I'm not OCD.
Makes no sense.
I'm not OCD like you are, but I want it folded.
I don't want
the wrinkles. I just don't want it.
Yeah.
So I got to get it folded.
And no, then, but you kind of shake it out and hang it over the washer hole.
Well, that's you can what do I that.
Oh, yeah. She just throws it in the dryer again when it's dry and it's
wrinkled. Oh, yeah, that works with the wet... towel.
Yeah. You take a wet towel.
So much
and
work. Just put your laundry away.
It could be all simple.
People.
Such a simple solution.
It is.
See, he's even mad just right now. He's like being sent over the edge. Just thinking about it.
Yeah. Spadil, there you go. Do laundry all weekend.
Yeah. Get right on it.
Just practice.
I
up,
love
pal.
Laundry.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't think a lot of people are going to be working tomorrow. Our office is shut down here at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, so is that what the memo said?
Just go out and have fun, man.
Nice.
Book yourself at a golf course or something. Just do something tomorrow, right?
Well,
Don't go to work.
Okay.
Just boycott. Did you see the story of this 24-year-old kid that is he's portraying himself as a 16-year-old in high school?
So, yeah, I saw a little bit of that story, but it was the people that took him in that tipped him off, right?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I'm going to play the story here, but I did see the story. He's 24, legit, but he's posing as a 16-year-old, and he's been in school for a year and a half in this Ohio high school.
For Detective Ryan Moreau, it felt like something straight out of a movie.
I've dealt with fraud. I've dealt with, you know, forged documents and stuff like that, but to this extent and to this extreme, no, I've never dealt with anything like this.
It all started last week when a family contacted Perrysburg Schools with a tip. One of their students, who claimed to be a 16-year-old homeless teen, was not a teenager at all. Moreau took the case and quickly confirmed the truth. How did they find out? A woman came forward saying that she shared a child with Labrador Sierra.
She had documentation, including a different driver's license, different social security card, along with some photo evidence that supported her claims.
Moreau verified it all and then dug deeper. He discovered that Labrador Sierra had used federal guidelines for homeless youth to enroll at Perrysburg High.
And for nearly a year and a half, Anthony blended in.
Whoa.
He went to school right here at Perrysburg High School, took his classes, even suited up for a couple of the JV sports teams.
Man, you'd have such an advantage.
Well, two things. First of all, remember when our governor told us to sign up and take in people?
Yeah.
Remember when they were all being bussed in and he's like, sign up at this website and take them in. We're like, yeah, right. like stranger danger. I mean, right?
Yeah
you want him just to live in my house? Okay.
Yeah.
And then number one. Number two, remember that kid? It was a long time ago, but his parents kind of did the same thing. They redshirted him for like, I don't know, 7 years.
Yeah.
And then he was playing high school football at 20 years old.
You would have such an advantage over the other kids at 24 years old. You're out there playing with 16 and 7-year-old, 10-year-old kids.
Taking them down.
I had a buddy of mine. I got two stories. One, a buddy of mine that was in college for 8 years and never got past sophomore year.
Wow.
He really enjoyed
this
himself.
This guy, he was approaching 30. still a sophomore in college. Right? But we had a kid in high school. And the reason I know the story well is because he was my second cousin. And he moved down from Indiana to our school. He was 21 years old. He was 21, posing as a senior in high school.
Really?
Yes.
Playing football?
Now, he wasn't, I don't know if you would call it posing, because he had failed so many grades. That's why he was 21. He was a legit senior, because of his, you know, from his past in other schools that he got thrown out of, all kinds of crap. But he was legit 21.
Is there an age limit for high school?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
If you fail class, let's say
over and over, yeah.
Which he did, because he kept dropping out because his family was moving.
Do you have
from
to finally
to
just go get a GED at like Arapahoe Community College?
I would
or
think
something?
So.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want a 21-year-old that can buy booze and stuff right. inside the school, legit.
But, well, yeah, and what do you see in there, Spadil?
Says while there's no universally mandated age limit for high school, right. they will just be like, "Yo, you're taking too long. Get out of here.
Yeah, you gotta go move on."
Yeah, that's exactly the way they do it too. Yeah. Come here. His name was Terry Walker. It's like, Terry, get the hell out of here. Yeah. What are you doing? You're starting to look like a pervert now. You're preying on these younger women.
Yeah.
You're 21,
you can't
dude.
Date them because it's a sexual crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 21.
Move on with your own age, bud. Yeah. Terry Walker.
And I knew because he was my second cousin, so I knew his family. But everybody in school, it was always rumors. I don't think he's 17.
Wow. So you have a really intelligent side of that family, huh?
Yeah, it goes deep. Sure does. There's a little that spread all over the place with my family.
Tennessee.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday, Memorial Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Weekend dead ahead.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Happy Little Friday is what we call it. Little Friday. Friday, we're at Eve, right? And it's a big weekend. We're very excited about it. Here's the deal. I love this idea. There's a new trend sweeping the nation, and this is really, really sweet. And it's where you'd say goodnight, sweet dreams. You text that to somebody.
Goodnight, sweet dreams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little affirmation before somebody goes to bed.
Yeah.
So I expect that from you at night, BJ.
Oh,
right. Goodnight.
Goodnight,
sweet dreams, Jamie.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
Sweet dreams. Good night.
It says the smallest acts of kindness can have the biggest impact on people.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's great.
It's a because like your wife, when she's out of town, because she goes out of town a lot now,
right.
You should write her at night and like, good night, sweetheart, love you, sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Yeah.
I'll start doing that.
You won't either.
At all.
If I remember, I will.
It's just a nice little thing to do, and it's easy and it's free.
You can even schedule a text. So you can write it out right now while it's fresh on your mind and then send it later.
You would be that guy.
Yeah.
Just saying, if you don't want to forget something.
Thanks, lover boy.
Just trying to help you out.
I will schedule my text for Bree every evening.
Do you honestly think that I know how to schedule a text? I mean, think about that part.
Considering you came and logging to Netflix. Hello?
I thought of you yesterday when I was watching Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Because she said she doesn't know how to use Amazon and put things in her cart.
Shut up.
And I was like, I know a guy like that.
Exactly, Jamie. You know who I am. I own it.
You do. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. Let's see here. Oh, Schmidl, I have a thing for you. It says that if a woman says, I'm busy, when you ask her out or whatever, it means she doesn't like you at all.
Yeah, well, that was the huge problem with my last relationship. She kept telling me that she loved me, and then when I wanted to hang out, she'd be like, oh, I'm busy. And then it's just like, what am I supposed to even do? Do you love me? Like, you're telling me that you love me.
You know what? You know better than to get him going. And then you did this on purpose. Did you do you? Yes. You said, I know what's going to really trigger him this morning. I'm going to do this report at 7:30.
It's just I knew.
I feel for you, buddy.
I knew she said that she was busy a lot.
All the time.
And yet she was saying that she loved him, which was just such mixed signals. I love you, but I'm busy.
Yeah, you must have been going crazy.
I love you so much, but I'm busy.
Well, it'd also be just be like, hey, I'm dealing with this problem right now, and it'd be something that like I could like support and help with, and then she would still be like, no, I can't hang out because we have this problem, and it's like, all right, well, you go deal with it and then ignore me, I guess. So, yeah.
Oof. She didn't like you.
No.
She told me she did, but she didn't.
She didn't like you.
Yeah. It says men need to be on the lookout for one word that women use when they are completely uninterested in you.
I'm busy.
Yeah. Because if they like you, they'll make time for you.
You're right.
That's right.
They're like, I'm busy, but, and then they'll figure out a thing.
Right.
It was like your voice broke up when you said that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, if they love you, they'll make time for you.
I didn't like her anyway. I'm going to tell you the truth about her.
Why?
I think she was in it for the show, and I know she said she didn't listen, but she did all the time. I didn't like her at all.
I think that she liked the idea of being in a relationship, but she wasn't like mature enough for it.
That's not true.
No?
She liked the idea of being talked about on the show. Mm. She liked the idea that you were Schmidl from the show. She liked everything about that part. And then on days when we wouldn't talk to you, she'd be mean to you.
And then she'd be busy.
But then when she was like the star of the show, she'd have time for you. And then, you know, so it was.
We're talking about her now. She might call you today.
Yeah,
right.
Try and rekindle things.
Maybe I'll have something to do over the weekend.
Yeah, like, hey.
And by the way, and I think she's just a really mean person. She's one of those people that tears other people down. And I'm not into that.
I'm not sure where we go with you from now on. Because we tried the whole fake girlfriend thing to try to lure other women into texting you. We did that for a while. What was that girl's name?
Liz.
Liz. We made up a girlfriend just to try to get other women to reach out to us.
Ashley the stripper. And that did not work out.
It didn't work at all.
No. And then we had you win in the lottery.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you got a huge settlement from your Uber, your Uber crash.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. New hair, new teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, we've tried everything with you, pal.
I even bought him new jeans.
Yeah. Yes.
I got him jeans, teeth, and hair.
Right.
My God.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
I think he's going to have to be gay.
Yes.
Yes.
We haven't tried that avenue.
Dude, I wish, man. If I could be, I would be. It'd make my life so much easier, but I'm just not into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Try it again.
Maybe you didn't really go all in on it.
Right. First time it
give
didn't
it
take.
Your all.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Because I believe you have to give. You can't just take. So
I did that with the asparagus.
Wait, what?
I tried it once and then I didn't like it, but I tried it again and I loved it.
You more butter.
Yeah.
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 No,
cook
I'm with
it longer
you.
Too.
I'm with you. Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Yeah.
Right,
it's pretty bad raw. But if you put more butter on it,
Gay's
delicious.
Same thing. Gay's just like asparagus.
Oh, yeah. Just needs more butter.
More butter. More butter. Yeah.
Listen to that nervous laugh.
Yeah.
He's considering.
Oh, my God. Well, you know.
Yeah, what the hell?
My girlfriend, she was married to a captain of a United. I mean, he's a smoking looking dude. They have two great kids. And all of a sudden, now she is living with a woman.
People change.
People do change.
Yep.
Yep.
I've put myself in a situation to find out if I would be into that, and I was not. So.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Go again.
Confirmed, I know.
No,
that I'm not
the
into
asparagus
it.
Theory. Come on.
Yeah, go with the asparagus.
Cook it a little more.
More butter.
Your options
more open. Butter.
By the way, somebody said you guys are so annoying. No, we're not. This is fun. This is the great asparagus theory. Come on. Jump on board. This is fun. All right, anyway. What was I going to tell you? Oh, that one. I already did that one. The tush push that be... Oh, this does not go here.
The tush push.
What is that? I mean, it's literally... Look, it's next in line in my pile. And I was like, that was not on purpose, friends. Swear to God. Anyway, a proposal to ban the controversial tush push play. It almost failed, but they're going to allow it, right? We found that out.
It did fail.
Right. Sorry.
It did fail.
Yeah, so you'll be seeing the tush push in the NFL.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
So. And I guess a lot of the owners argued this thing. Like, hey, leave us alone. Let us do whatever plays we want to do as long as it's within the rules. Don't be changing the rules on us. We came up with a play that works.
I guess I should have hit on the Diddy thing. My God, again,
Diddy! Oh, Diddy!
According to reporter Jarek, whoever, a special agent from Homeland Security discovered bottles of eye drops containing ecstasy and ketamine at Diddy's home on Star Island in Miami. So when they raided it, they found a bunch of little eye drops that had ecstasy in them and also ketamine.
But I don't think he's being charged with any drug charges, is he?
I don't know.
I think
that's
part of the
racketeering, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
because
know if drugs would be
the drugs, guns, all that, right? Isn't that part?
Well, guns could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Eye drops.
Eye drops is crazy, isn't it? Let's see here. The indictment alleges that Combs engaged in a pattern of abusive behavior, including sexual assault, drugging, and coercion. So that would be your drugging part.
Yep.
Against women and others over a period of 2 decades. The criminal enterprise involved a network of associates and employees. He's accused of using his wealth and power to exploit and control individuals. So that's the racketeering part, I guess.
Mm.
I don't know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if he's drugging people to take advantage of them, yeah, I mean, that's pretty wacky. He'll go down for that probably.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, we figured out what Offset said. Offset is a real, real mad because Cardi B is with this football player, and they looked so happy together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a nice guy compared to Offset.
Yeah, he seems like he's a very nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I've been looking into it.
And then Offset wrote a diss track. So they were at the basketball game together. Cardi B and New England's Patriot wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. And I mean, BJ, you should have seen their love. Her boobs were like up here on a platter.
Yeah.
And he was just like,
yeah. Gotcha.
And so I think what's happening is Offset is stalking her on social media, seeing what she's doing and stuff. And then he got really mad and he wrote things like this. Listen.
Now, okay. All right.
Now, keep in mind, this guy.
This is a diss track,
this
right?
This is the diss track. Keep in mind, this guy is a New England Patriot wide receiver. Okay. So it says this. Route runner chasing charts.
Ooh.
You're just a route runner chasing charts.
Whoa. Well, that seems like a dig at him.
Doesn't it?
You old route runner, you. That's like calling a basketball player dribble boy.
It is.
Hey, dribble boy.
Oh, that's mean. Yeah. That is mean. And then the other one, this sideline star.
Sideline star?
Maybe like he doesn't always get played.
Yeah, like
No, he's like the best receiver they have.
He's old now, though.
He's not that old.
He's like 35.
Sideline star, you think you're prime time.
Ooh. Oh.
Whoa.
He's going to turn 32 this year.
Whoa, diss track.
Yeah.
On fire.
He's one of the best receivers in the NFL.
I'm sorry, on fleek.
He was.
It's hard to even, diss this dude.
No, it's not.
Offset's doing it.
Yeah, route runner. And then finally, did you hear that Travis Kelce, he let it slip that he and Tay-Tay are living together.
No kidding.
Yep, they are living together in Florida.
Well, good for them.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Man, I hope he doesn't get mad at her for leaving her laundry everywhere. Carson.
Bet you he does.
She needs to shave his back.
She does. Did you see those pictures?
Yeah, I saw them.
He needs electrolysis.
The thing is,
he has so much money, he could have all of that, or laser. He could have all that laser removed.
Maybe laser. She likes it.
Ugh. Oh, she braids it?
Running her hands
don't know.
It.
I'm just saying, maybe she likes it.
Yeah, she could have laser hair remover. I mean, you can even do it at home. They even have kinds that are like good for your sack that doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Gotta be gentle. Yeah.
What's so funny for them?
I'm just saying, sometimes you guys get in the weeds, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, you get in the weeds.
You're with a dude, you're like, what the what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Get one of those things. It's beep, beep.
I didn't realize he was that hairy.
I didn't either.
His back, I mean, literally, his back is like a full beard.
And he doesn't look like an athlete.
He doesn't. He has, at all. He has those fat flanks. You know what I mean?
He kind of gets that every year.
Oh,
his love handles.
And then he works it off before the season starts.
Maybe he's bulking up.
Maybe.
I don't know. All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet track.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to the program here on a Thursday. Going to be a beautiful day today. Near 70 for a high.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.